More than a dozen military members and their family and friends came to the KBIA studios in September to take part in StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative in partnership with the MU Extension Community Arts Project. 21-year-old Sterling Wyatt was a Columbia soldier who lost his life in 2012 in an IED explosion while serving the U.S. Army in Afghanistan. His mother, Sherry Wyatt, came to StoryCorps to share how she learned of her son's character through his journals and from stories from his brothers in arms.
Seemed to always be the caretaker of those that were less fortunate or those kids that were being picked on, or he was involved in a group that called Centerpoint, where it's he was an advocate for gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and he was one of their advocates. That was not his lifestyle, but he had good friends that it was, and he wanted to make sure that he was advocating for them and befriended them. And so when he told me that he was joining the Army, it just was shocking to me. When Sterling first got there, you could tell the Army had done a good job of influencing. He was, you know, talking about the Afghanis and, you know, not being good people, or, you know, what a worthless country, blah, blah, blah. A lot of bravado. But as he was over there, when he first went over, that's when the Pakistani border was shut down and there weren't food supplies for our troops for some time. And he said, "Mom, these people have nothing." But they shared their chai tea, which he loved their tea, and their vegetables. And it wasn't too long till I saw Sterling reemerge and his compassion for people. And as I was going through when we received his stuff back after he was, after reassigned to heaven, I found some of his notebooks, and he was learning their language. He would, and this Albright was saying, you know, and he would sit around the fires or go to their dwellings, and he would draw a picture. And he would, in his little small little notebooks, he would draw out or spell out phonetically how they pronounced, you know, dishes and about their surroundings, about their, what they addressed each other as, mom, brother, sister. He was learning their language. And like I say, that was Sterling that I knew, not the one that would go in and say, "Oh, this isn't worth fighting for." But he found again the underdogs, those that were afraid not to follow along with the Taliban because they would just come in and slaughter them. Sterling reemerged in Afghanistan.
That was Sherry Wyatt from Columbia, who talked about losing her son Sterling in Afghanistan in 2012 as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative. The story was produced by George Varney for KBIA. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.